Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Now Playing, where we look at faith through the lens of film, and where we say how great stories in movies sometimes point to the greatest stories in the Bible. And we looked at The Greatest Showman, this story of P.T. Barnum, and kind of loosely based on his life, where we really looked at how he was a guy who was desperate to achieve and be to kind of gain the affirmation of the the aristocrats and the social elites of his society, and kind of the battle of that whole movie. And it's interesting, we pointed to a passage of scripture where Matthew becomes one of Jesus' followers. Matthew's a tax collector, and here's how it starts out. In verse 9 of Matthew, it says, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Now, there's a lot in this passage, but it's interesting how it connects to the movie, because in the movie, there are these two different classes of people, you know, the aristocrats, these elites, and then the poor people, right? And these separations of the classes. And Barnum wanted to become this entertainer, and, he's gaining all of the kind of the poor lower class people, but he wanted the affirmation of the rich upper class. And it reminds us of the battle, what's happening in Jesus' day, that the Pharisees and then the lower classes, the tax collectors and sinners, were separated. The Pharisees concerned themselves with power and how to keep the people controlled, and they loved God, but they believed that their relationship with God was basically down to the rules and regulations of society. And here's Jesus going to invite a tax collector to be on his team. And he hangs out with them. That's a sign of relationship. He's hanging out with all these tax collector buddies of Matthew. And the Pharisees are like, "Why are you doing this?" Tax collectors were the most despised people in Israel because they partnered with Rome in order to basically not only collect the money taxes from Israel, but kind of they would overcharge, and that's how they would make their money. So they were just the lowest form of people in the society. And yet here Jesus is hanging out with them. This is amazing. And what Jesus did here is he was kind of breaking all the social norms by making it very clear that he saw Matthew and his buddies as valuable. He saw them as valuable not because they were, amazingly well-behaved people. He simply loved them, and that's what made them valuable. And he says to the Pharisees, "Look, guys, you need to learn what it means that, I desire mercy, not sacrifice." That comes all the way back to the Old Testament book of Hosea, where God was explaining that his value system is different than ours. We tend to value people based on, how they perform, how they look, what family they came from, what their kids are like. I mean, these are things that we all decide today, that we tend to look at our lives and think, "I'm valuable because of this, that, or the other." But deep down, all of us want affirmation. We all want to know that we're valuable. Just like Barnum did, he had his way of trying to figure out how he fit in society and what it is that was going to be valuable to him. And in the battle in the movie, which is a really fun movie, I hope that you watch it, The Greatest Showman. But at the same time, we all deeply desire to be loved and to be valued. And we find our circles of people that will accept us to make us feel that way. But we need to know, spiritually speaking, that God absolutely values us simply because he loves us. That's what it is that makes us valuable. When you think about that, that changes the way we relate to him. Oftentimes, if people who are far from God, they tend to think they have to clean themselves up before they come to God. But even people who know Christ, who understand the gospel, have a tendency to kind of look at their lives and say to themselves, "Man, I haven't been committed enough. I haven't gone to church enough. I haven't been reading my Bible enough. I haven't prayed enough. Oh man, I did some sins." And then we start to feel like maybe we're not as valuable to God. And then we compare ourselves to others and think, "Well, God must really love them because ... The truth is, God absolutely loves us. That's what makes us valuable. That sets us free from trying to impress God or impress others. We're free to receive his love and to pour out his love on others. God, I pray that you help us to have that attitude that we realize that you absolutely love us, and that's what it is that makes us valuable. We don't need affirmation from the world. We simply need to rest in the fact that you love us. Help us to live in that truth, God. I ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second and think about that and talk to God about ways that maybe you've kind of misunderstood what it is that makes you valuable in this world. Till next time, God bless.